Welcome to Pursuing True North's Truth of the Week series. I'm Catherine King.
And I'm Jenny Scioto. This week's Truth of the Week is Psalm 32:5. I acknowledge my sin to you and my iniquity I have not hidden. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
This week wraps up our discussion, I guess, on testing and trials in the lives of believers. And obviously here, David had a test and he had some trials and he didn't handle them very well. Like many of us when we make our mistakes too.
David was very human, and I very much appreciate, well, I appreciate the Psalms in general, but just David's life and his ups and downs and
his transparency was great for us because we could see all his emotions and all his feelings. We can relate to all of it.
And we can relate to his heart. He had such a heart for the Lord, and he kept messing up.
Yep. And it's good to see that God still loved David even with all his mistakes and all his sin and all his mess. And he loves us too, even when we do all our yucky things too. But in particular, David finally realized the importance of acknowledging his sin and his transgressions to God. God sees them anyway, but there's something about verbally saying, you know what? I messed up. I'm not going to try to hide this from you, God. You see it anyway. Let's talk about it. Let's bring it to the table. Let's deal with it. And so as soon as David confessed all his nasty ways and his sin, God forgave him.
Forgiveness is a beautiful thing.
You found the word transgressions.
Oh, yeah.
Really great definition of it.
I love the wording. So the definition of transgression is asserting your will in the direction opposition to God's will. Know anyone that's ever done that?
Oh, not me. Because I get struck by lightning right here for just joking about it.
I constantly want my will to be done. And then I was like, oh, wait, nope, God knows better.
Well, that's interesting that it's even specified as something different than sin. Because, I mean, naturally we would think that's a sin, just being in opposition to God's will and ways. But apparently that gets its own word.
Mm-hmm.
And that is transgressions.
And I love it. God knows everything. But David doesn't even try to hide it. He says right here, I have not hidden them. Like, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord. And the Lord forgives him.
What happens when you don't bring your sin and your transgressions to God is, and David had specified this in a different part of his writings, was his bones grew weary and old within him, and he just groaned from the inside. That's not in our verse this week, that's in the Psalms, and that was David talking about not repenting, felt just horrible.
Yeah, it can eat you up on the inside. It does. When you don't confess something that you know you did wrong.
Yeah, it will eat you from the inside. You can see it on people's faces too. Like, you just, I know I could see it on my face. And when I had gone through different trials and when I finally was verbal and confessed it and had it washed clean, even some of my friends would be like, your face looks different. Like, you look, I was like, how bad did I look before?
Looks like you lightened your load.
Yes, exactly. And there's a great joy in forgiveness. And in particular, God's forgiveness. I mean, it's always good when you've wronged somebody for them to forgive you, but we get greater blessing and peace with God when he forgives us of our sin and our iniquities. Just a random thought. Could it be possible that if you're not receiving peace in your life, you've got some kind of hidden sin? You've got transgressions that you haven't confessed? Could that be a cause of anxiety sometimes? I mean, I think I'm just speculating here.
It could be a cause of anxiety. I mean, think about how many people are in therapy because of a physical ailment that started with a mental ailment.
Oh, people don't correlate that stuff. They're starting to. I really like how mainstream psychology and everything and the medical community is truly putting those two things together, finally.
Yeah. But our mind, if we don't confess our sins, if we don't talk to the Lord about them and repent from them, they can eat us up.
Yeah. Right before this verse, in verses 1 through 4, David talks about how blessed people are whose sins are forgiven, where their spirit has no deceit. We get a lighter load when we're forgiven. We just do, in general. We feel better. Our spirit's lighter. We have peace. Joy feels more like joy instead of a forced requirement. However, we are not free from the consequences of our sin and from our iniquity. We are forgiven, but a lot of times we have consequences regardless of being forgiven or not. And we have to walk through those. But at least you're moving forward at this point and you're not stuck. Because when you're in a place of not repenting and in a place of a hiddenness, you're not really going forward.
No, to you're a kind healing of circling place. The drain.
Yeah. And if you want healing, you've got to deal with stuff, bring it to the surface, handle your business, and move forward.
Yeah. Pretty much with anything that works.
Yes.
It's easier said than done.
Oh, it is. Oh, it is. And it takes some of us our entire lives to kind of figure out how to actually deal with things.
Yeah. We try to push it down, shove it down.
Oh, yeah.
Not address it. Think it's, oh, it's done.
No, it's better. I'm not thinking about it. I'm worried about it.
Yeah. No, you need to deal with that stuff.
It will find its way out. And forgiveness is a huge piece, I think, to the healing of anything. Because a lot of times the things that have hurt us were done by other people. Mm-hmm. And we have to forgive them. Just like we need God to forgive us for our sin, we also need to release forgiveness on others.
Yeah, that's very true.
Our sin has been bought by Jesus, but we do need to acknowledge our part in driving a wedge between us and God, because when we sin and when we're living in it, that's essentially what we're doing. And unrepented sin will drive a wedge in any relationship, much less just between us and God. And it's so important. I thought this verse was so great. We have this sin. We have this iniquity. We bring it to our Father. We confess it. He forgives us. And we can move forward. The challenge this week: are you hiding sin from God? Are you withholding forgiveness for yourself or for others?
So glad you joined us today. Hit subscribe so you don't miss a thing and catch all our new happenings at pursuingtruenorth.com.
Don't forget to like and share us. Have a wonderful day, and we'll see you next week.